The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. Habit 6, Synergize.
You see these two habits, 4 and 5, let's see if we can remember them now. 4 basically is the attitude of thinking win-win, that is, mutual benefit in all our relationships. Then 5 is the skill that enables the interaction, the human interaction, to be based on a correct understanding of both parties. 6, as I mentioned, synergy, is the fruit of 4 and 5 working together. So in a sense, you don't go for synergy, you work on 4 and 5 and synergy results. Now remember how we defined synergy. The whole is greater than the sum of its parts. Meaning the relationship between the parts themselves is a part. Therefore, 1 + 1 = 3 or more. See, the whole is greater than. Two minds here interacting together produces a third mind more creative than either of these two minds. Put two plants together, and their root structure will affect the soil underneath that will enable both plants to grow better. Put two pieces of wood together, and it will hold much more weight than two pieces of wood hold separately added together. It's a very common phenomenon throughout all of nature, all of life. And it produces marvelous things. And I think the reason why is that both parties are influenced in the process. They literally change in the process. They don't come into the process closed-minded. They come in open-minded. I'm sure you've all heard about the Atomic Energy Commission that was established after World War II to help direct the use of atomic energy and the development of atomic energy. The chairman appointed was David Lilienthal, and he did something very interesting to create synergy. And it really is an amazing result, because he brought a group of people together that were very highly connected, highly influential types. Some people could almost say prima donnas, celebrities in their own right, as it were, with their own discipleship and their own kinds of frames of reference. And he brought them together, and they had a very, very heavy agenda. And the press was pressing them up against that agenda. The national agenda was pressing it upon them, see? And he took several weeks to create an emotional bank account and a kind of human interaction that created a bonding between these people, and synergy resulted. But he was very criticized for doing this. They all wanted to impatiently get right at the agenda itself. But he had them just get to know each other and get to know each other's interests and hopes and goals, concerns, backgrounds, frames of reference, paradigms. You see what I mean? As they got to know each other, when you really genuinely listen to people, a sense of reverence is cultivated inside you. Gradually. In fact, I might just parenthetically say this. Every time I've done that with students in the classroom, where I ask them to have a paper early in the semester that tells a little about themselves and about their real motivations for education and so forth, where they really reveal themselves, I always feel humbled by the experience. I feel reverent toward them as individuals. If I don't do it, and in some large classes where I use teaching assistants, and I have them do it, I really find I have missed something. I have missed the sense of what's happening inside the hearts of precious individuals. And I kind of can look at them as numbers, you know, faces and so forth. But you don't get inside. Well, Lilienthal followed this process. It's a kind of a good idea for all of us. If we ever get into situations where we're trying to create something new, is to get people to know each other and from where they're coming. Little by little, a norm developed among this group that perhaps could be expressed in this language. What is one person's opinion is everybody's opinion. Therefore, if you would say, Stephen, I disagree with that point. Since you are a worthwhile and intelligent person, I've come to know you as such, see? If you disagree with me, then I disagree with me. Because there's something I don't understand, because you're a very intelligent, worthwhile person. You represent a frame of reference, a background, see, that's different than mine. Therefore, I have to look at my own situation. You might even say, I disagree with you. If you disagree, I disagree. Because there's something I don't yet understand, see? The spirit of respect and reverence is the essence of this synergistic product. In fact, it might be better put, the spirit of respecting the differences, even valuing the differences, is the essence of synergy. Where you look on the difference between you and your spouse, between you and your children, between you and your fellow executives on the executive team as being a strength, not as being a weakness. You see, insecure people who have high needs to clone other people and to kind of mold them over in their own thinking and their own image, they want to kind of pressure people into thinking like they think, unaware that the very strength in having another point of view come to them is the strength of the relationship. That's what produces the synergy. Both parties, both individuals have changed paradigms from the experience.